Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. I'm Chef, and I'm giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, or weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're going to teach you how to overcome your back injury. Back injuries are very prevalent here in the United States. It keeps people from out of work. It also keeps people from exercising. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. What happens when you hurt your back and you want to get back there to exercise and you don't know what to do?
Cortisone?
Well, the first thing people like to do is they pop a lot of anti-inflammatories. And then they're on this kick of anti-inflammatories. Right. Oh, my back's bothering me.
Until your kidney then you stop.
Maybe I was a little low on anti-inflammatories.
That was
deficiency. I had anti-inflammatory deficiency. The problem with that method is that, you're masking the symptoms. You don't know what's going on. So my recommendation is, first of all, assess the situation on your own. And what I mean by assessing it, make a little journal for yourself. See what your tolerance to pain is. Is it a 1 to 10 or put from 0 to 10 and go, what's today? Is today, am I just sore? Is this the normal soreness I experience from working out? Or is it a little bit more, especially if I'm weight bearing? Keep a little journal. Decide what's going on. Don't start popping those anti-inflammatories just yet. Let's see how that goes. If it's persisting more than 3 to 4 days, this is your signal to you may want to take some rest. Okay, and start staying off your particular exercise. Give yourself a couple of days. Now, when people hear when I say rest, the first thing they think of is
stay in bed.
They stay in bed,
right?
No, and we know that that's not okay. So
it's active rest.
It's active rest. An active rest maybe. Let's say, for instance, the couch. No, the couch is the worst place. Let's say, for instance, if you're a runner, you may want to go out and just walk, go for a walkabout. If you're not in Australia, you want to make sure that you're going outside. Go for about a 5 or 10 minute walk and see how you're feeling. Assess the situation.
Right. So if you're a runner, you walk. If you're a walker, you
start running.
Crawl.
No, if you're
you roll around.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, but the thing is, you may want to go on a stationary bike or do something a little bit different. And the other thing I think is a great rehabilitative tool, especially with the aches and pains, is getting into a pool where you're not gravity is, you know, where gravity's not bearing down on you all day long. Get into a pool. The water's very therapeutic. Now, after you've reached, let's say, about 5 days and you're still in pain, go to a healthcare provider. Not just any provider. Make sure, you know, ask around, ask your friends.
I like to go right to an orthopedic surgeon.
Orthopedic surgeon you like to go to?
Right away.
Some people like to go right to a physical therapist. Some people like to go to a massage therapist. Some people like to even go to a chiropractor, even call up Dr. Fitness and see what they say.
Let's not get crazy.
Let's not get crazy about that. But the main thing is seek an expert. Go to your friends. See who they've worked with in the past. See if they've had success or failure with somebody. And use those tips, and that'll keep you on the playing field longer.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.